This is Cross Currents. I'm Hena Baba. For the next story, we're staying near Jack London Square, where commuters flock each morning to get to San Francisco by boat. They used to do it a lot more. Back before the Bay Bridge was completed in 1936, ferries carried nearly 50 million passengers a year. How does one of the Bay Area's most old-fashioned forms of transportation handle a modern commuter's demands? Reporter Julie Kane got on board to find out.
Welcome aboard the Alameda-Oakland ferry service. Please pay close attention to...
It's a calm Tuesday afternoon on the docks of San Francisco's ferry building. A group of second graders giggle and jostle each other, excited to get on board the ferry to Alameda. Crew members greet passengers and sell tickets. On the back of the boat, a couple of tourists take pictures of seagulls and the skyline. Regular commuters stop at the snack bar before settling in for the 20-minute ride. Jack Dibas lives in Alameda and works in San Francisco. He's been commuting on the ferry for 15 years.
It's quite a bit more civilized than any other mode of transportation, I think. You're not packed in like sardines. You could actually open your laptop and work. You can talk to people, you can hear people, and there's a full bar.
That's right, a full bar. For regular riders like Dibas, getting to and from work on the ferry can be a very social scene. People know each other, they have certain places they like to sit, and they're friendly with the captain and crew.
People take ownership of the ferries in a way that I don't think they do on other public transit. It's a very much of a community thing.
That's Ernest Sanchez. He oversees ferry service between San Francisco and the East Bay for WETA.
Water Emergency Transportation Authority.
Most mornings, the scene on the bay is far from an emergency. So most of the time, Sanchez can focus on other things, like planning new ferry routes. But WETA's biggest job is to make sure boats are available in case a terrorist attack or major earthquake takes out BART and the bridges.
It could take several weeks, months, who knows, before we could be back into a situation where business is operating as normal. And during that time, we need to move supplies, we need to move people, we need to move equipment and other things necessary to bring us back into a state of operation.
It was just such an emergency that really jump-started the region's ferry service. Ridership dropped significantly after the Bay Bridge opened in 1936, and ferries pretty much died out until 1970, when the Golden Gate Ferry started service from Marin. When the Vallejo Ferry opened in 1986, its main job was to take people to Marine World, which had just relocated from Southern California.
So the Oakland A's take...
But then, in 1989, damage from the Loma Prieta earthquake closed down the Bay Bridge for almost a month. During that time, ferries were one of the most direct ways to get into San Francisco. Again, transportation planner Tony Brizzoni.
That actually got things started, got the Alameda service started, the Oakland service, it pumped up the Vallejo service.
And 1.5 million people now ride those ferries every year. It's not much compared to the 350,000 people who ride BART every day. Still, ferries are one of the region's more financially stable transit services. Ticket sales pay for about half of what the ferries cost to operate. Only BART and Caltrain have a better record.
All ashore gateway, next stop will be Oakland.
Even so, the ferry's busiest days are the ones when BART or the bridges are closed. And with the region's population expected to increase by about 2 million people in the next 20 years, planners are starting to think about the ferry's role in getting those people around. Transportation planner Tony Brizzoni says that raises some longer-term questions.
What are the trade-offs of building eventually a new BART tube or providing service, more service on buses, or more service on ferries? But if you're going to provide the service on ferries, you need to make sure that people actually take it and they can get to it.
Brizzoni says it all comes down to land use and development.
So you have to look at a ferry terminal the same way you look at a train station. It has to have, it's best to have a lot of people living around it so that they don't have to drive to it and that it's an easy walk to them. And then, but on top of that, like a train station, it needs to have really good connecting bus service into it.
In San Francisco, that's easy. It's a short walk from Muni and BART to ferry terminals. But the situation in the East Bay is complicated. Again, WEDA's Ernest Sanchez.
Especially recent economic problems have seriously affected public transit. At one point, we had a good bus service to our terminals, and that is, you know, has changed.
Getting more people to ferries is a long-term challenge, but once they're there, the ferries do have one big advantage over other modes of transit. They're fun to ride. Sanchez says that enjoyment is so big a factor that when older boats were replaced with faster vessels, passengers started to complain.
Because commute time now was like 19 minutes from Alameda rather than 27 or 28. And from Oakland, it was only 20-something minutes. And so people were concerned that they didn't have enough time to talk with their friends and hang out, or for that matter to have the additional cocktail, because we do serve liquor on board. So it's kind of interesting. In the old days, when you read about the ferries, back in the heyday of ferries, I mean, that was taking an hour plus to go, and so they had card games and weddings and feasts and all sorts of things.
Regular commuter Noelle Lawrence says she understands the appeal.
Somebody said to me once, it's the only commute that you wish it were longer.
Docking at the Port of Oakland, this is Julie Kane for Cross Currents.